Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Feeding Our Future founder Amy Bach will spend more than 41 years in federal prison for leading the $243 million fraud scheme.
Bach was sentenced to 500 months in prison this morning for using her nonprofit to steal federal funds from a child nutrition program intended to feed low-income kids. Judge Nancy Brazel told her, quote, "This is a vortex of fraud and you were at the epicenter." Bach was crying as she said she was sorry and admitted to being responsible. She was taken away by U.S. Marshals and returned to the Sherburn County Jail. A total of 66 people have been convicted in the massive COVID fraud scheme. Brent Palm, MNN.
Minnesota State Board of Trustees voted Wednesday to raise tuition for the second year in a row across its 33 colleges and universities, this time by an average of 6.25%. Board Chair George Sewell.
We had a lot of discussion over the past several months. It was a good discussion. I'll just say this is a difficult decision for the board, and there's no right or wrong answer, I think, but it's a matter of balancing a number of factors.
Legislative funding was flat again this year compared to last at $879 million. Minnesota saw a strong rebound in job growth during April, adding nearly 16,000 jobs, the largest monthly increase in more than a year. According to the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development, the state's job growth outpaced the national rate, while Minnesota's unemployment rate held steady at 4.5%. Deed Commissioner Matt Varilek.
So normally when we see job growth of this pace, we'd be celebrating the positive economic situation that it probably reflects. But in this case, we believe that instead it could be an initial bounce back from the economic harms of Operation Metro Surge. So we are not popping champagne over what would normally be a pretty remarkable monthly jobs number.
In other headlines, a judge in Olmsted County will not dismiss disorderly conduct charges against a Rochester woman accused of directing racial slurs at an 8-year-old boy. Prosecutors say 37-year-old Shiloh Hendricks repeatedly called the autistic child a racial slur for taking a pouch of applesauce from her diaper bag in April 2025 at a Rochester park. Despite higher gas prices and ongoing economic concerns, Americans are expected to hit the road in record numbers this Memorial Day weekend, with AAA projecting nearly 45 million people will travel at least 50 miles from home. Minnesota spokeswoman Brenna Knapp.
So last year, our national average was at 317, and we are at 455 for our national average right now. So certainly much higher than we were last year.
This is MNN.